Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful, blissful greetings and welcome. And we are going to be discussing this plasma. So I'm going to continue from what we picked, where we left off last heptad, where we were dealing with free will, and the universe has your back. So for today's discussion, we are going to be talking about the money condition. The money condition. So what's the purpose of us meeting every Wednesday, every Celio, for the Universal Principle Hour, okay? Our intent is to, and our purpose specifically, is to empower you with helping you to know how to master the language of the universe to be the living gods that you are created to be, all right? And so that you can have a safe space by which you know that you're not alone, right, in living your purpose, because what your purpose is a living God. Now, the pathway by which you choose to express your purpose as being a living God, this is where we support you in navigating the waters and mastering the language to be able to know how to embody and be on purpose being the living God that you are created to be. So, as we talked about, as we introduced earlier, that today's topic and discussion is the money condition, and we are still, the context is still around free will. So we are going to review some of what we shared last heptad, and I want to encourage you to make sure you have your pen, your paper, water. I have my filters on, my Universal Principle lenses or glasses that I wear to ensure that everything I see now is through the Universal Principles. I'm living my life as the living God that I am created to be and mastering the language by practicing and employing and being the Universal Principles, the Universal Laws at all times, So, have your water. If you're driving, please stay focused, all right, and just heighten your hearing so that you can hear us, all right, but we want you to stay focused. So let's share with you, as we do every heptad, the frequency and the energy that we have available for us that is doing what it was created to do, to naturally support us. We just have to be able to sync back up with the natural law of time and the natural rhythm, all right? So the frequency we have available for us, this Celio, this plasma, or day, as you may know it, is a blue self-existing monkey. Now, to learn more about the kin, the plasma, you can go to thelawoftime.org. And so thelawoftime.org is a opportunity for you to be able to connect back to, again, the natural rhythm that innately is yours and disconnect specifically from artificial time, all right? So you will learn at thelawoftime.org, you will learn the natural order of time. And what is time? Time is art, right? So go there to learn more. You'll hear us talk about the plasma, the kin, and all of that good stuff. So the frequencies we have present for us this Celio, or this Wednesday, is the blue self-existing monkey. And the affirmation or the declaration of incarnation is, I define in order to play, measuring illusion. I seal the process of magic with the self-existing tone of form. I am guided by the power of accomplishment. Ken 251, blue self-existing monkey, I define in order to play, measuring illusion. I seal the process of magic with the self-existing tone of form. I am guided by the power of accomplishment. One more time, Ken 251, blue self-existing monkey. I define in order to play, measuring illusion. I seal the process of magic with the self-existing tone of form. I am guided by the power of accomplishment. So we're going to take a sponsor break. Gotta see. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, welcome back. So our topic is money condition. Our principle is free will. And you are, for those of you that are just joining us, we are helping you to know how to master the language of the universe to be the living gods that you are destined to be. And the purpose of this sharing, this plasma, is to help you to know, all right, that you can awaken the consciousness of the truth about money. Bring this to your awareness, okay? We're helping to bring to your awareness the truth about money, and that you are the flow. You are the flow, and you can have anything you desire as you're on purpose being the living God that you're created to be. All right? So that is our purpose for coming to you live, this plasma, discussing the universal principle of free will, something we all have, and couching it in the conversation or the context of money conditions. And we'll get more into money conditions. And as you think about, when you hear me say money conditions, you're like, okay, well, what is she talking about? So when we look at money conditions, I want you to take a moment to trust your first thought when you wonder and you ponder money conditions. Okay, when you ponder the money condition. So what does that bring up for you? What does that bring up for you? So as you're pondering that, I want you to listen to just a review, brief review of our definitions we discussed last HepTed relative to free will. So what we talked about last week relative to free will, the definition of free is to liberate. The German root word of it is to woo, right? And frio, which is, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Latin root, it's the Latin word, it's in bondage, not in bondage, pardon me, not in bondage, not in bondage, all right? So when we look at will, because what we also talked about with free is that free is, it also relates to your thoughts and your capacity to be loving, right? To liberate, to love, think lovingly of, okay? The German root word, which is an adjective, frio, is not in bondage, all right? So when you think about free, that is what you are experiencing, all right? So if you're in bondage, of course you're not free. So when you think about will is to determine by act or choice. And the Latin root word of will is vele or volo. And the definition that we focused on last heptad, and we're going to continue this heptad, is often difficult to distinguish. often difficult to distinguish. So when we look at things that are often difficult to distinguish and relative to our free will and these money conditions being in a quote-unquote money-driven society, when you reclaim your power as a living God, so you are now choosing to practice free will and accept the fact that you are no longer you're relinquishing the programs of having to continue to look outside of yourself for the answer, right? So as you are coming into the awareness and the consciousness of being on purpose, which is your purpose is being a living God, right? And the pathway that you're choosing to express your purpose with these money conditions based off of programs that we have been reared up in or that have been deposited within us and we've been taught because we didn't know any better, right, at the time. Now you are choosing to know better and you're choosing to do better. So when we look at money conditions, I'm going to give you some context because we are in a money-driven society. So what does that mean? We're in a money-driven society, then we tend to, and this is a challenge for us. Now, you know, I want us to really, really put on our truth armor, our absolute truth armor, put it on so that we can really, let me stop saying really, that's judgment, so that we can, should you choose, transform and let go of the programs that no longer serve us and now begin to create, co-create new experiences for ourselves. Because we're accepting responsibility for our actions, right? Right. So let's look at the challenges. Challenges of this money-driven society is that it takes money to do anything and everything we want to do. That's a belief that we have been taught. It's said over and over and over and over again. And what's another challenge is that we make having money a condition for our enjoyment, our security, right? Yes, right. Guess what else the challenge is? The challenge is that we allow money to dictate who we are. So why do we do that? Why do we do that? And who taught us to do that? So this conversation is going to free you of the difficult aspects that seem to hinder your will, all right, your purpose, your pathway by which you live, be the living God that you are designed to be, to come forth, all right? So this conversation can, should you choose, because again, that's why we're talking about free will, you have a choice, you always have choice. There are no victims, and we want to reiterate that as often as possible. As the living God, you are not a victim, all right? So you have a choice to not be in bondage. You have a choice to liberate yourself and now determine what you are now choosing to co-create for yourself moving forward as you understand and lay a new foundation for your money condition, right? Because when we tell you what the definition of condition is, you're going to be able to see how you can now apply and change can change, and it doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be difficult. So let's look at the definition of money. So we talked about what the challenges are, right? No, we're not going to do that yet. Let's talk about how do we overcome the challenges. So how do we overcome some of these challenges? So as we are talking about money, so we'll go to the definition of what money is now. Money is anything that is convertible anything that you can convert into. So money is a coin. Money is a resource. Money is a it is literally it's a coin. I mean, when I looked at the definition, I was like, really? This is what is causing, I'm giving my power to, I'm allowing to cause so much havoc, this coin, all right, that I give a certain value to, or that the world has given a certain value to, and we all agree that that's what that value is. Well, when I looked at anything convertible into, I said, well, that can be anything that two people, whoever is in agreement, they can determine what the value is of the exchange. Because inevitably, money is energy, because everything is energy. Everything is energy. So money is energy. Money is also, guess what? In this context, I want you to be really clear, it is a currency. It is a flow. And guess who is the flow? Because you are energy as well, right? So when you are in the flow, you are money. You are a currency. And so anything you and another person agree that you all are going to exchange for a service or a value, then that's money. That is money. So they changed the definition of money, or they evolved it to mean and made it have value on paper. So they took it from a coin, which was a resource that comes from the earth. Check this out. Thank you. This is just being downloaded. A resource, and it's time to go for a break. A resource, let me finish this out, sponsors, okay. It is a resource that is created from stardust, from matter. It is a mineral. It is a resource, a tangible resource. And then they changed it to that we get from a tree that comes from a resource, right, that grows up out of the earth. So we are going to hear from my sponsor, and I want you to really resonate and think about what we just shared with you about how they've converted money from the coin that is made of a mineral, all right, that's a resource from the earth that is natural, right, to paper that is no longer backed by anything. So this is how I want you to begin to think about your conditioning of money, the money condition. So we're going to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Welcome back, and we're talking about the money condition, the money condition. And in this money-driven society, we are allowing something that was created to serve us and honor us to control us. And now we are practicing free will. We are liberating ourselves, taking ourselves out of bondage of this money-driven society, all right? And we are choosing to now be the living gods that we are, coming into awareness of the truth about money. Who is the real money? What is the real money? Because we know we can create it, create anything we want at any time, because we said what? You are the living God, right? And you're not a victim. So as we talked about the challenges, we discussed about having our value dictated and having this money or the lack thereof validate us. You know, it sets our net worth. If we don't have money, then we think we're not valuable, all right? Another challenge and belief is that it takes money to do everything. And my life has been a bear witness that it does not. And I'm sure you can attest to it too, all right? So when we looked at the definition of what money is, you know, we said it's a currency. That's what we want you to hold on to. And we discovered that the definition says it's anything convertible into money. So when they use the definition when they use the word in the definition to define it, I'm like, no, we got to go deeper. Let's polarize this. So when we look at anything convertible into, it's whatever and another person or persons or groups of people decide that you're going to exchange for the value that you are that you have agreed upon. All right, that you have agreed upon, be it a service, be it an item, right? Because we inevitably said that money is energy. Money is energy, and you are the real resource. You are the real money, if we want to couch it like that. So as we take you on a journey, on a fantastic voyage of this, the money condition, I want you to think about how can we overcome these challenges. So that's what this platform is destined to do, to be able to what? Help you to master the language of the universe so that you can be able to now live these principles as the living God you are created to be and change your life. So these are tools that we're giving you so that you can co-create new experiences for yourself and be the living God you're destined to be. Now, as we think about, let's take the belief that it takes money to do anything. Well, that's not true. So what can we do to overcome this challenge? Because this is a belief that I've been programmed with. I don't know about you, so we're just going to talk about me. I've been programmed to believe that, you know, if you don't have any money, then you can't do anything. That is not true. So I tell you a little story because as I was on the journey of care of myself and calling myself being grown, you know, there were times where even as of 2-3 years ago, I would say, yeah, maybe no, 4 years ago, I had a real interesting experience with this belief that it takes money to do everything. So, and many of you have heard me talk about the homeless experience and just having to co-create a whole new experience with money. And this is why I am encouraging us to redefine our conditioning around money. And we're going to get to the definition of conditioning in a minute. So when I was having challenges with increasing my income, right, and as I was choosing to take a different path by which I was now being on purpose, being a living God, I was choosing to go a different path by which I manifested, all right, my purpose and exemplified my purpose being the living God that I am. So I chose to take a different route. It was a route by which, oh, thank you. It was a route by which I didn't have, per se, any certifications. I didn't have any PhDs. I didn't have any degrees. And it was a path by which I had been practicing in the trenches, you know, doing the lead work for, I would say, maybe 15 years. So I had been doing my own due diligence. You know, I had been doing my studying and practicing and, you know, working with other clients, you know, having clients as I am navigating this particular pathway that I am now choosing to walk down to be on purpose. So the pathway was the healing arts, okay? So I was choosing to now come out from behind the chair because I was a master barber. I'm a licensed master barber. And I was choosing to come from behind the chair to now focus my attention to helping people to be able to understand their purpose, why they're here, what they're supposed to be doing, and have fun doing it. And then even going even deeper is helping them to be able to activate their body's ability to self-heal. So that is the work that, as a result of being a master barber, helped me to be able to see that this was a part of what I am committed to mastering. And mind you, like I said, I didn't have any degrees. I didn't have any bachelor's or anything of that. And I had been asking Source, okay, you know, I knew Source as Allah. You know, I know Source as Allah. And at that time, that's how I refer, you know, to the universal source of all things. And I was asking questions like, okay, so do I need to go to school? Do I need to be certified? What? Because that seemed to be all that people paid attention to, right? So this is where this validation comes in relative to this money. Now, mind you, this is what I'm knowing to be a part of my purpose work, right? The pathway of being on purpose, you know, being a living God and being able to help others to be able to see the same within themselves and activate their body's ability to self-heal. Because when you can activate your body's ability to self-heal, that is definitely being a living God, because you were given charge over this temple, right, to be able to take care of it and manage it and navigate it. So this belief that you have to have money to do everything, the money, when I was, let me share with you very transparently how it showed up for me and when it's challenged for me. So, mind you, I was going full steam ahead with going to learn about, you know, and further developing my art. And so the healing arts. So I was helping people through nutrition, through subconscious block work. So I did. I went and got some certifications in that and became an instructor, and really being able to help people know how to connect with that aspect of them that is other than conscious. All right? So follow me. Because what the thoughts that you think and what you don't say is 95% of what is controlling you. So let me say it like this. Do you think about making your heart beat? No. Do you think about telling your kidneys, oh, it's time for you to function? No. So that aspect of us that causes our heart to beat, that causes all our organs to function properly, that is the essence of who we are and what controls and navigates everything of what we create. So 95% of what we see, what we experience, comes from that other than conscious aspect of us. The conscious part is 5%. What you think about, what you logically see, how you logically process, that is 5%. So you want to know why, as we talk about this money condition and this money-driven society, why many of us are limited in our capacity to create what we need as we need it. It's because of these programs that are running in the background that we're not even conscious of. So knowing I had this challenge myself, I was my own motivation by which I'm like, yes, I'm going to learn this because I need to help myself, and me already being in hair industry and being that one that when your clients sit down, they tell you everything, and, you know, you're a counselor. And what I discovered earlier when I was in barber college was that barbers, you know, were the first doctors. We were the first ones to write prescriptions. And I was like, oh, well, this is right up my alley, because I was contemplating going to medical school and had always been fascinated with the brain. So that gives you more information as to how this all can make sense for you and how you can begin to look at and track your life and be able to discover your purpose, all right, your pathway by which you live your purpose, being the living God that you are, all right, because all our purpose is to be a living God. Now, the pathway by which we choose to express being that living God is what each of us discover based off of what we love. So as I had these limiting beliefs about money, which caused me to be able to now look at my motivation, my intention, and the insecurities that I had because I felt like, it was a fact that we were all taught, go to school, get an education, get a degree, get a job. But that wasn't my pathway. So as the conditioning, so I'm going to give you the definition of condition now. As we look at what the definition of condition is, it is a particular mode of being of a person or thing, a requisite or prerequisite, a stipulation, a behavior. And what we want to look at is the Latin root word, the late Latin is consent or assent. From assimilation, the form of come or together, dicere, to speak, and or to show, all right? So what we want to be able to take from this sharing this day is that a lot of our money conditioning comes from the beliefs that we have been programmed with and that society continues to put in our face. So one of the challenges and one of the solutions or the forms of action that we can change that is by changing our environment. First, we got to get more information. And before we even get more information, well, let me say it like this. We have to get more information about who we are first. So if you're declaring right now, so this is one thing you can say to yourself right now, I declare I am a living God. As you're making this declaration right now that you are a living God, that is one step that is going to help you attain the goal, right, of being able to be aware that you are the flow. You are the money. You are the currency. And when you call forth the manifestation of the currency to show up in your life via people, places, things, resources, that is your wealth. That is your money. That is your flow. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? When you think about it, I want you to really put on your universal glasses and come out of the box. Come out of the box, break up with normal, come out of the box, so that you can now take back your power from what was created to serve you, and that you have the capacity to navigate and manage how you see fit from the perspective and the consciousness of being a living God. From the consciousness of being a living God. So as you declare that you're the living God, I am, that's what you say, I am a living God. I declare I am a living God. And as you're declaring you are a living God, so now what do you have to do next? You got to get more information about, okay, well, what does a living God do? I'm in this body, so I need to know how to navigate my body. I need to be able to reclaim this temple because with the programs that I've been using before, those programs no longer serve me. So now I'm making this new declaration, this new blood quality, these new thoughts, because I'm letting go of the old programs that no longer serve me. And so our sponsors are wanting to hear from us, but I want to finish this thought because we want to take you to the next phase of what's your next step and the actions that you now will be able to take. So as you declare, I'm the living God, now you're reclaiming and learning all about this vessel, this temple, this shape power, this your body. You're reclaiming your body's owner's manual. And you can do that right here with us at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences. And you know Dr. Jewel has been in the forefront of bringing the truth to the masses about that. So you're in a safe space. You're in a safe space. All right? So as you reclaim your body's owner's manual, then guess what? What's the next thing you have to do? Change your environment. Change your thoughts. So when you change your thoughts, you change your environment. Now, if the people in your environment don't want to come along on this journey with you, then the natural laws will happen because, again, two opposing forces can't occupy the same space at the same time. It's going to be constant chaos. And that's not a judgment because beautiful things come out of chaos, all right? So I'm getting a little off, but I wanted you to be able to understand that you want to be able to, as you reclaim your owner's manual, you now have new thoughts. And as you're having these new thoughts, your environment has to change. And it will automatically change as you have these new thoughts. All right? So we're going to put a pin in it there. And then when we come back, we're going to take you further into being able to now distinguish and being now able to distinguish the difficulty and developing the will, all right, so that you would know what actions you need to take in order to move forward, all right, in changing the money condition because you are the flow. All right, we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, welcome back. So we are discussing the money conditions and how this, quote-unquote, the belief that this money-driven society allows us to believe and continue to believe that it takes money to do everything. So that was a part of the story where I was sharing with you my experience and being able to make the decision that, you know, I was changing from being a hairstylist, master barber stylist, behind the chair all day, to now evolving my purpose because I knew my purpose in the health and wellness and helping people to activate their body's ability to self-heal was calling me just because of my own personal experiences. So as I was going on this journey to learn and be able to now help others help themselves, I didn't have any degrees. I didn't go to school. I didn't go to college for this. And so I was now being plagued with my environment that puts the stamp, and everybody falls for it, that you have to have a degree or you have to have a doctorate before people listen to you. And in my reality, that's what I was experiencing. That is exactly what I was experiencing. So, you know, I was asking, well, is that something I need to do? How do I do that? You know, is it? And I kept getting the answer, no. Even though I kept getting the answer, no, it still didn't negate the fact that my environment was still pushing that, and I was still being, at that time, in my mind, a victim to it, right? So, of course, I forged ahead, being the person that I am, being determined, you know, and committed to continuing to help people, help themselves, you know, as I'm helping myself, I'm helping others, activate the body's ability to self-heal. So what did I do? You know, I was at the salon, and at this time I was in Chicago. So I was living in Chicago at the time. And as I was transforming my clients and helping them to come from relaxers to natural, then, of course, they weren't coming back as often. So what did that affect? That affect my income. You know, so, of course, I was still going out to get more clients. And at the same time, I was also focusing more on coming out from behind the chair, you know, and focusing more on the self-healing work, you know, and helping people to know how to know their purpose and have fun doing it and getting to really a lot of the core traumatic things that are keeping us stuck, right? So that was some of that subconscious work, other than conscious work, that I was sharing with you, that we don't necessarily pay attention to because we don't think about our heart beating. We don't. If we had to think about that, none of us would be here because we give everything else priority over that, and that's why it is important for you to understand and know one of the challenges we must overcome is the ignorance of how our body functions. So that is a key to you being able to be the living God that you're destined to be and change the money condition. Because when you are able to understand how you function, every aspect of you, conscious and other than conscious, then you now reclaim your power by which you can, with confidence, and with innate divine recall, be able to reclaim the living God status and way of being that you are. All right? So as I was having that experience, you know, I was focused on it. So, you know, in prayer, I was like, okay, so what do I do next? Okay, my income is decreasing. So then it started making me look at my situation, started making me look at my relationship with money because I was up and down. You know, I, as Dr. Pierman mentioned yesterday, you know, she and I was talking about the different experiences that we have had relative to this whole situation with money, this whole experience with money and the lack thereof, most of the lack thereof at times, right? So as I was beginning to now consciously with great effort and accepting responsibility, I began to look at, what is my relationship with money? You know, I was starting to reflect on, do I have a poverty mentality? And, you know, what is this? Because as I kept studying more of the metaphysics and the esoteric of the money consciousness and the beliefs, the limiting beliefs around money, I began to see that what my challenge was scarcity. And yes, I can say it because I'm free. It was scarcity. It was scarcity. I had a scarcity mentality, and it tapped right back into not feeling like I was enough. And when I was able to honestly say that and acknowledge that to myself, then I started asking questions. I started asking God questions. I started asking a lot of questions. You know, I started asking the universe questions. However you refer to the one universal source of all right? I started asking questions. And guess what? We talk about this all the time. It's a universal principle. Asking it is given. I started getting answers through people. And experiences and circumstances. So as I was now addressing this challenge, which was the belief that it takes money to do everything and that lack of money validates and dictates who I am, I was starting to prove all of that wrong. Because guess what? When I decided to 100% stop doing hair because I no longer wanted to evolve in my purpose, right, and really help people and help myself and help others at another whole level because I knew nobody was talking about it. I had to be the one to talk about it. When that happened, oh, you better believe I had to get real creative with how I was taking care of myself. So, yes, it did cause me, well, it wasn't the cause. I created eviction for myself as I understand it now. And I can honestly say that. I created an eviction for myself. And you know what? In creating that eviction, guess what? I never had to stay or live outdoors. I never had to live outdoors. So that's why I know that it doesn't take, that is an untruth, that it takes money to do everything. That's how I know that that is not true. I lived it, and you have too. So when we look at these money conditions, we have to, and we want to practice free will. We want to liberate ourselves from these limiting beliefs and these programs that no longer serve us, that we as living gods now know that we have the power to change. And what did I do? At that moment when I started seeing what the challenges were and the lies and the limitations that I was imposing, continuing to impose on myself, I decided it was time for me to change. And at that point, when I had the eviction, I was just like, okay, I don't care what nobody think. I don't care what nobody say. You know, I can't worry about that. I have got to do something different. And so I really, and for me, and this is where you really have to be, well, you don't have to do anything. This is where you want to really go within, because we talk about going within often, right? That is the second default, that when you're in dilemma or there seems to be confusion, you always want to be able to go within. So when I was able to go within and be honest with myself about the thoughts I was having, conscious and actually unconscious, other than conscious thoughts to come up, so I can see what I'm missing and why am I stuck. And yes, it came through other people, because sometimes the eye can't see itself. So you want to start preparing yourself as you embrace this principle of free will and liberating yourself. Take yourself out of bondage. We put ourselves in bondage. So as you are embracing and declaring you're the living God and that you're doing this, your answers will come through other people, circumstances, all right, situations. And what you want to be able to do is when you know you've asked for it, even if you have to say, I don't know what it's going to look like, as you prepare yourself, you know, to be able to accept it, because that other part of you is like, no, this is not working. We're not doing this. We're not doing this. You know, that ego, that aspect of you that wants to stay comfortable with what's familiar, that aspect of you, you want to put that in check right away. When those thoughts come up, you want to put it in check. So as you are now asking the question and you're receiving the answers through people, places, and things, accept how easy the change can be. Accept, receive how easy the change can be. So that's what you want to begin doing now. All right, I'm sharing this with you from my past so that it doesn't have to take you as long to be the living God that you're destined to be and then be able to create on demand. Create on demand by having all the information, because you what? We said you have to reclaim your body's owner's manual, so you know how everything functions within you. So when you know how everything functions within you, you have the key to how everything else functions outside of you, because you are the blueprint. Claiming your body's owner's manual, you're now on this journey, and you're now experiencing reprogramming of your thoughts. Your environment is even changing. You are willing and now gaining more trust of yourself, because you're experimenting with these old patterns and old ways that no longer serve you. You let them go, and now you're putting some new systems in place, some new tools, some new thought processes, some new experiences that you want to create, so you can see what the results are going to be, right? As you begin to do that, then what do you have to do next? You want to, when those times come up where, okay, you're living this life as a living God, that's your purpose, and now you're choosing your pathway by which you express your purpose as a living God, right? So as you're doing this, you have charted new territory. You charted new territory. So things are not going to look like they used to look when you were running the programs that you were reared up in, that this money-driven society tends to keep in our face, keeps it really real. So as we are looking at, you know, we've changed our environment, right, but we're still having to navigate through, we're still having to navigate in the society. So, yes, this requires you now to be confident in being the living God that you are at all costs, regardless of what it looks like to anybody else, whether you're the only one doing it, right? And trust me, you're not the only one doing it. There are many, it just may be few, but there's a group of you all that are on the same page, on the same frequency, and have the support that is required. So as you now look at, okay, so I've changed my environment, and I'm still having to navigate in the society, because you're not on an island by yourself, you're still having to navigate in society where you've mastered and understand what society is doing. So your actions that you now take when situations come up that you didn't necessarily see, because you might not have created your day that day. You might not have created your day. You might not have balanced your brain. You might not have told your body how grateful you are for it being your best friend. It might have been what may be known to some as an off day, right? And some things came up that you didn't expect. So when that happens, what do? You remember that you are the living God. If you have to keep repeating it to yourself, you recall that. All right, to get you back in alignment with the universal principles and laws that are destined to support you and that support everybody. It doesn't discriminate, right? So you want to look in the mirror. You want to look in the mirror at yourself, because you wake up in the morning and realize, oh, man, I got distracted. Man, I didn't expect this to happen. So when you are out and about, so say for instance you've already left the house, you're out and about, and you realize that something just happened that out of alignment. So now what are you going to do? What are you going to simply do is you're going to acknowledge that, okay, that got my attention. All right, where did that come from? So as you're acknowledging this, you immediately transform that experience. You don't judge it, right? You do not judge it. You look at it. You recognize and you accept responsibility for what it's showing you. So you go into observer mode. You go into being the observer, right? And as you're going into being the observer, you want to now recall and ask for mutual support. You want to ask for mutual support because, again, when you get out of alignment, it is a sign. It's a loving way by which the universe has already set it up, because the universe already knows we get out of alignment. Set it up for you to get back in alignment. All right? So as you do that, you want to reflect. You want to look in the mirror. If you have a mirror, go to the bathroom, look in the mirror, look yourself in the eyes, and declare and remind yourself you are the living God. Don't judge the situation, and just come back to center. Come back to the present. Stay present. That was in the past. It happened. All right, so now we understand. We're back in alignment. All right? We recalibrate, and now you continue to move forward. And you always ask. This is another default, so you're building up your toolbox of just natural things that automatically happen or that you automatically say when you feel a little out of alignment, all right? You ask for mutual support. You just ask, and that's always a default that you can rely on. It's just ask for mutual support. Help me. Oh, I need mutual support. So you always want, and in doing so, when you ask for mutual support, continue to be open to receive it and know what it looks like. Continue to be open to receive it and know what it looks like. So So as a recap, we want to help you to recall that you can change the money conditions, all right, of this money-driven society by what? Always being the living God, or reminding yourself to always be the living God that you're destined to be, right? And relinquish those belief systems that no longer serve you, all right? Relinquish those belief systems that no longer serve you. Look at them, change them, reclaim your body's owner's manual, and you can do that here with us at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, because you have to have more information. Get your brain balanced. You have to have access to more brain tissue. Get your brain balanced. You have to have access to more brain tissue. And in so doing, you are fortified and you have access, direct access to the universal laws and principles that support you to continue to evolve and co-create new experiences for yourself. So these money conditions that society has put in place, that does not have to be your reality. It does. The money, the coin that is a resource from Mother Earth, that you are the stardust of, it comes from you. It comes from you. So if you can remember that and reconnect, that is always your go-to. You are the beginning and the end of it all. You are the beginning and the end of it all. So you no longer have to allow your environment to dictate the circumstances and the conditioning of what you're experiencing. You no longer have to do that. So join us here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. Get your brain balanced. Join us on Sundays for the Universal Principles Support Group. And join us in Mexico. You can still go with us to Mexico. This is a global event. This is a global event that will support you, and we guarantee that you will be changed. That you will be changed. And so this money condition, the template, the tools that you need, you are the living God, and you are continuing now to reclaim your power in navigating and managing your purpose. Navigating and managing your purpose. So you dictate. It's what you say it is as a living God, because that is your purpose, and that is why we empower you here at the Jewel University to know how to reclaim your body's owner's manual, so that you will be able to have enough brain tissue, access to brain tissue, by which you can now navigate. You can now navigate and co-create new experiences for yourself. So embrace free will, all right? Embrace your capacity to experience free will, and love yourself. Think about yourself often. So we love you.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, UPSG@JUIS.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format or suspend it on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.